Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladaf.
Good day, mate.
Vic Aladaf, a very good morning or good afternoon. Sorry about the time. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. All right, Palestinian supporters making mischief over the murder of an Arab-Israeli exchange student. So we followed the story quite closely. What's the latest on it?
So what I'm referring to is that the Israeli embassy here in Canberra in Australia was immediately, as soon as this terrible tragedy happened, the ambassador put out a tweet expressing grief and condolence. The embassy absolutely helped the family immediately to help with the body, to transfer the body from here to Israel for its final burial, etc. And, you know, did everything that it humanly could. Despite all of that, there was some political commentary here by various individuals criticizing Australia for not identifying her as Palestinian, but identifying her wrongly, according to this person, as an Israeli Arab. There was also criticism
factually, she is an Israeli.
Exactly. She's an Israeli. She's an Israeli Arab and has always identified as such. And so it really was really unnecessary mischief making when Israel, through the embassy, you know, had absolutely done the right thing, and the embassy representing the government of Israel. And so it really was unfortunate when it was a terrible tragedy for the family, obviously. And yet Israel, through the embassy here in Australia, very much did the right thing in helping this family through this terrible time.
Unbelievable. It's just quite incredible how people will use even the tragedy and the loss of a beautiful young life, in order to, further a political agenda.
And score some cheap points, exactly.
Absolutely unbelievable. Malka, is it Lifa? Lifa. Malka Lifa, fit to be extradited, according to two Israeli psychiatrists. Now, of course, this is that horrific story that we've been following for some time. I mean, it's just gone on for way too long. Does it look like she will be heading back to Australia? And of course, she's this school principal that has been accused of the most terrible sexual offences against young girls at her school.
That's right. A former principal of Melbourne's Adas School, wanted by police in Melbourne on 74 charges of child sexual abuse. Of course, she's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And according to, as you say, the latest, that two psychiatrists have told an Israeli court that she's fit to face extradition proceedings. How back to Australia to face the court system over here. And they presented this in a closed hearing in Israel. But the other, to answer your question though, the short answer is we don't know, because the court was now going to hold hearing by psychiatrists commissioned for the defense, who will say, expectedly, that she is too mentally unstable to face legal proceedings. And this hearing will also take place behind closed doors. And the case has come back to court after a long break, after a long hiatus, after she was tracked, videoed by police, who claim that she is faking the mental illness. However, her defense says that a mentally ill person can have periods of calm, periods of instability, etc., etc. And so it's too soon to say whether or not the case is about to be resolved in Israel and whether or not she will in fact be extradited back to Australia to face the court system over here.
All right, and of course, a story that we will continue to follow. Finally, bid to block extremists from touring Australia.
This is a man named David Ick. I'm not sure it's pronounced Icky or Ick.
Mm-hmm.
And he is infamous for preaching anti-Semitic theories. He has claimed such things as that, quote, Rothschild Zionists, close quote, secretly dominate the world, that Jews...
If only half of this were true. If only some of it were true, eh? Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yeah. And even that Jews bankrolled Hitler, if you can believe that.
Oh, yes, no, of course,
and,
of course. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He denies being an anti-Semite, of course. He labels Judaism a racist religion. And the bad news is that he has been given a visa to come to Australia. And so obviously there's a protest from sections of the Jewish community saying that, you know, why would someone like this be given a visa? He did visit this country, interestingly, 3 years ago, but his views were unfortunately, regarded as so off the planet that they were actually responded to with ridicule. And I guess that if he is going to come to this country, that is actually the best outcome.
Wow, unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. That's where we love and leave you. Thanks, Vic Aladef. I appreciate you hanging on a little bit longer than you normally would. You have a fantastic day. Vic Aladef is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.